Well, you have heard me talk an awful lot the last few months about a man named Roy Russell. In Vancouver, Washington, Roy Russell was sentenced to three strikes, you're out. A liberal judge back in the 90s tossed one of his strikes that happened in Arizona. Roy Russell got out of prison and started hosting parties where he would give children, 12 to 15 years old, drugs. One of those kids was a 14-year-old girl named Chelsea Harrison. When all the other kids had left Roy Russell's apartment, he tried to have sex with Chelsea Harrison. She resisted, and he put his hands around her neck and strangled and killed her. It was, once again, for the second time, his third strike. For the second time, he was supposed to spend life in prison. But a year and a half ago, our Washington State Senate passed a bill that is allowing not just Roy Russell to get resentenced, but about 100 other people. It's Senate Bill 5164. And one of the senators who's been speaking out against this is Senator Mike Padden, who joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Senator, always good to talk with you. I appreciate you coming on with me today.
You bet, Dory. Important issue to discuss.
Well, it's a life and death issue, and this is one of the worst pieces of legislation. I've been covering this stuff for 27 years, Senator. This is one of the worst pieces of legislation that I have ever seen that is allowing some of the most dangerous people in our society to get back into society.
Well, you're absolutely right. And the year before, a law was passed allowing this to be applied. That was the agreement. I still had concerns about it. I didn't support that because I support what the people did when they passed the three strikes by initiative.
Right.
But that at least was prospectively, and so many problems when you do it retroactively. And of course, we have the case with Chelsea Harrison, and I know at the time of the sentencing, her grandmother said this was a slap in the face.
Absolutely.
You know, the judge said life in prison, no possibility of parole, then all that gets overturned. And what that does to their family, and the same thing is happening with the Hill family this afternoon in a recent scene of this, Mr. Jackson, who, you know, committed vehicular homicide, and he crashed the car in the apartment complex in Bellevue and then took off, and his girlfriend's son discovers the body.
Yeah, and just to give a little more details on this, this guy named Robert Jackson, this was his third strike, DUI. His 35-year-old girlfriend, Lindsay Hill, was killed, and he just left her body in the car, and her 13-year-old son finds his mother dead in this car. I mean, this is a person without a soul that we're talking about who can do something like
well,
that.
Well, and it's insult to injury because he never should have been out.
Right.
It was through the Inslee administration's mistake that they released 3,000 prisoners early. He was one of them, and he was out a short period of time and commits this vehicular homicide. And he has an extremely high offender score. This is a career criminal. And I do feel good that Amy Freeheim, who prosecuted the vehicular homicide, is going to be there. And they're going to ask for about as tough as resentencing as they can get. Hopefully Judge North will follow that. We'll find out later today.
And let me give my listeners details of what you just mentioned. The only reason that this guy, Robert Jackson, was free, as you said, he was supposed to still be in prison for previous crimes, but there was a computer glitch. And again, all of this is Jay Inslee's state, and he is supposed to be, an administrator who, and, you know, everything's failed under him. You know, our state mental health system gets decertified. When people desperately needed unemployment benefits during COVID, that was dysfunctional. But a computer glitch let 3,000 criminals out, and that's when this guy killed his girlfriend.
Well, right. You go on and on, the medical treatment of some of the prisoners at Monroe, and the court claims were paying because they had hired the medical director who wasn't even qualified according to their own qualifications for the job. And so the guy has cancer and he doesn't get treatment. And then he, of course, dies. He files a tort claim. But it's really horrible what they've done, even treating the prisoners. I mean, the Department of Corrections is in so much need of reform. But getting back to 5164, this is a bill that passed on a party line vote in the Senate. There were five Democrats in the House that opposed it, but it still passed. And then Inslee signs it. And then, you know, it's in effect. And we've got these cases, the one in Vancouver and now this one in Seattle, where victims are just having to relive and be re-traumatized on these terrible criminal activities.
Well, let me get back to the Chelsea Harrison in Vancouver for just a minute. I've had the prosecutor for that case, Jim Sinescu, on my show a couple of times now. And he says that if this hadn't been made retroactive, that's the pure insanity of this, he could have asked for life in prison for murdering this 14-year-old girl. But since it was his third strike and there was the assurance of life in prison, then that was it. And then the Democrats make this retroactive to free guys like that?
Well, right. And, of course, think of all the folks that may have taken a plea to second-degree robbery when really they could have been convicted of first-degree robbery. But the prosecutor says, well, I don't need to do it because it's part of the three strikes. So retroactivity in criminal law is an abomination. It never should happen. And the Democrats that voted for this, they frankly need to be turned out of office. And the sponsors, you know, we've got Senator Wilson down in Federal Way who sponsored this, they seem to continue to support this sort of thing.
Well, let me make sure everybody knows who the sponsors of this bill were. Jeannie Darnielle, who's not in the Senate anymore, was the lead sponsor. But then it was Mona Doss of Kent, Patty Cutter of Bellevue, Bob Hasegawa in Seattle, Marco Elias in Linwood, Rebecca Saldana in Seattle, Jesse Solomon in Shoreline, and Claire Wilson in Auburn. Senator, I've invited every single one of those senators, your colleagues, to come on my show and explain why they would sponsor a bill that gets killers, child murderers, out of prison. Every one of them has refused to talk to me or to anybody else about this. And that lack of accountability for those people is really shocking to me.
Absolutely. I your heart just goes out for the victims here and what they've suffered and now are resuffering and the injustice of it all. Oh. I mean, I understand. I was a judge. You mentioned Jim Sinescu. He used to be a prosecuting attorney over here in Spokane, and he appeared before me in court. He's a good man. But I mean, you can temper justice with mercy, but you've got to have some accountability, and you got to be following through. And this is such an obvious injustice to do things retroactively when all the circumstances of years ago cannot be replicated today.
Exactly.
I mean, it's obvious.
Let me ask you a question, I'm really curious about this. I know that when you're in politics, you have to find ways to be collegial with people you oppose and who oppose you ideologically. The senators I just named, their bill is allowing a child killer to get out of prison. I don't know how I would still be civil with those people. How do you reconcile things like that when you have to work with people like this every single day during session?
Well, it can be tough, but you have to look at it philosophically. This is their philosophical position. They think that these reform laws, these by and large are all the same people that, you know, voted to limit the ability of law enforcement to pursue criminals, that voted to decriminalize felony drug possession, those things like fentanyl, which is killing so many of our people with overdoses.
Yeah.
But they believe that the whole system has been too harsh and too tough, and they believe it impacts people of color in a non-proportional way. So that's where they're coming from. I mean, I understand that. I just think that the results and the impact are so horrible that they need to relook at this. And some of them are. I mean, there has been a reaction. I mean, in Federal Way for the city council elections, they threw out three people that you might say were soft on crime and replace them with people who weren't. So there is some response to all this, but it's sometimes a real disconnect that people don't understand who's for it, who's not, and then what do they do during the election, you know?
Right. Well, okay, so Robert Jackson, the guy who killed his girlfriend driving drunk, that was his third strike. He sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. And because of the Democrats, less than a half hour from now, he is going to be resentenced. And real quick, because we're out of time, do you know what the maximum sentence he could get is when he's resentenced this afternoon?
I think about 600 months. Hopefully he'll get at least 500 months, which would be 40 years additional time. But we'll see. We don't know. The judge could go the other way and give him a much less.
No, I'll let my listeners know later this afternoon because it's supposed to happen in just a few minutes here. All right, Senator Mike Padden, keep fighting the good fight. I appreciate it, sir.
All right, Dory. Good talking to you. Thanks so much.
You as well. State Senator Mike Padden joining us.